Online Podcast, May 25th, 2005. Hi all, welcome to Online Podcast. I am doing house chore. One of the things that I hated most is to do my laundry. I was watching Richard Bluestein on his video blog on insanefilms.com, and he has this big pile of a whole basket of laundry that he needed to do. And Richard, just for the record, I have 5 times that amount. I'm not kidding. I have 5 times that amount, and I don't even want to take a picture of that, of what I'm looking at right now, because my mom will kill me. I've been hiding it in my closet. It's been sitting inside my closet, and it's just, you know, I just start to not have anything to wear. That's when I realize, you know, I dig out all those old, ugly clothing that I usually don't wear, and I start wearing those. That means that, yep, it's time to do laundry. I really hate it. I don't know why. I just don't like doing laundry. I probably have at least 5 loads of whites, 3, maybe 2 loads of black, and at least 1 or 2 loads of just regular colors. That's how I sort my color. I'm doing whites right now. I'm sorting the whites. At least I'm not bitter right now, because it's a Sunday that I don't have to work. So I'm actually doing laundry. Oh my lord! There's just too much of stuff. Hey girl. Oh my gosh. And I have, socks. I have, you know, favorite socks of mine that I like to wear. This needs to be trashed. I have my, what was I saying? Oh, favorite socks. I like to wear socks from Costco. They are very comfortable, very cushiony. Thick, cushiony, and surprisingly not warm. It breathes very well. Gosh. Color. And the sweaters too. Now it's getting warmer. I need to wash my sweaters and put them in the off-season room, and I said that like 2 years ago, and I still haven't done it. And I just have all season clothing pile in my closet. Okay, I like the 1969 Gap extra low rise boot fit jeans. Okay, maybe because I'm fat, you know? It's already broken. You know those, maybe fat people would, well, not just fat, just, you know, fat. People with, a little bit of extra flesh, not just skinny toned people, would probably understand this. My thighs, in between my thighs, I rub against my thighs when I walk, I guess. I do that without realizing. But my jeans, there's just 2 areas. In my inner thigh, I'm sure a lot of straight guys would find this really exciting, aren't you? It's just right below my butt. Like in my inner thigh, there's always a hole. It's always like a rubbed, worn hole. Maybe they should put like 2 layers of material there. And of course, I paid a big bucks on this. I spent probably like $80, $90 on this pair of jeans. And frankly, I've worn it how many times? I mean, I wear a lot of it, but I bought it like end of last year or beginning of this year. So it's like Yeah, wore it back to Malaysia. So it's barely even 6 months, and now it's broken. And I really like the pair of jeans, but I'm not going to waste my money if I'm going to go through that many pair of jeans in 1 month. And I do have other pair of jeans, and I do, you know, wear different ones. I do wear this one more, though, because I like it more. Now, do I trash it, or do I sew it back? I don't think there's a way of... I should just trash it. Unless I can, like, make something out of this. I always keep my old denim, because they all get torn up on the same spot, the same amount of time, no matter what pair of jeans I buy. So maybe I should just trash it, don't you think? I'll set it aside and I'll decide later. Oy, oy, oy. So this is probably not very interesting for you, but that's just, it might be interesting to some people. I don't know. I'm digging through all my piles of clothing to see what I can do, when I can wash. Well, I'm going to do at least 2-3 loads today, so that my closet is a closet. Now it's just two mountains of dirty clothing. I need to do a black load too. Black load. Oh, okay, this is getting too overwhelming. And the thing is, Bruce always tells me, he's like, you know, just do a little bit at a time. I understand the concept, I just don't do it. And then I get too overwhelmed by the amount of clothing I have, and so I just gave up and not do anything. So every time I start doing laundry, it's just this big mound of clothing that I have to go through, which is really worse. So you would think that logically I would have learned by now to do my laundry more often so I don't have to go through all this big mess. Oh, here's my pillowcase that I've been looking for. Don't you think? You know, you'd think I'd learn, but no. Still. I'm just doing this every once in a while, but the lucky thing, the good thing or the bad thing, whatever you want to think of it, is I have a lot of clothes. I have a lot of socks, a lot of underwear. I have two drawers of socks and underwear. Big dresser drawers of underwear. Even those are running low right now. So what was I going to say? What am I... So yeah, you think I'd learn and actually do laundry more often so I don't have to go through all this mess every time I do laundry. But no, I'm just dumb. Oh my god. Oh my god, I just look into my closet. Oh my god. Oh. And Bruce would get me, laundry baskets. I can never tell you how many baskets I have in my closet. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 baskets. I have 5 baskets. And he's like, why do our laundry baskets always go missing? That's probably why. I would just, you know, stack my clothes and shove it in the closet and not see it. I have 5 laundry baskets in my closet. I'm messy. I don't think that all gay people are tidy and... Well, when it comes to certain things, I am, but... Not laundry. I mean, I would pay people to do my laundry, really. If you come, like, twice a week. No, twice a month. So like every 2 weeks. No, that's too little. Like come every week and do my laundry. No, that's too short time. Come every 2 weeks and do laundry. I'll pay you $50. It's $100 a month. I actually probably pay that too. Get $50 for doing my laundry. Fold them. Put them away. Anybody wants to do that, email me. If you're in town. Because I would pay $50 every 2 weeks. To just get my laundry all done. Including ironing, of course. But I don't iron a whole lot. I don't have a lot of clothes that require ironing. Oh my god, is this going to be the whole show about ironing? I mean, laundry? Probably. You know what I'll do is I'm going to... And I get distracted. I have ADD. I'm sure I do. I just get, you know, doing one thing and I'll end up, like, right now I'm sorting clothing. I'm thinking about, maybe I should... I always, with the intention of wanting to be more efficient... And it always turned out me doing something else and forget about the main thing. I'm doing laundry right now. Well, I'm sorting my laundry right now. And I was thinking, wouldn't it be more efficient if I start a load in the basement while I'm sorting this other stuff? And I'm not wasting time. I just hope I don't go downstairs and do something else and forget about clothing. I've done that before many times. Ugh. I'm full. I just had lunch. Oh my god! Okay, I've spent about 10 minutes sitting here talking to you, doing my sorting my laundry, and the closet looked like it hasn't moved. Looks like I haven't done anything to it. Oh, yeah. Do you hate those labels that's in your shirt? I really hate those labels, especially the ones that's on the left-hand side and the one on your neck. It just gets so irritating. It itches, makes my neck, you know, scratches on my neck and makes me itch. And I just hate those labels. And now they're starting to put those care labels or whatever the hell, you know what I mean, the labels on your t-shirt or your shirt. Some on the back of your neck and some on the left, on left or right side, on the side of your, kind of toward your waist, and they are so irritating. It's very annoying to have that poke you, you know. So I'll try to cut it off, and the more expensive the clothing are, the easier the label will be able to be removed. What did I just say? The more expensive the clothing material is, the easier you can remove those labels from them. If it's really cheap clothing, oh my god, it would take like a year for you to remove that thing. And if you do cut through the thread and it'll make it fray, blah blah blah. Why do I still have sweaters out? And then I see clothes that I haven't seen for like ages. So, oh, I like this shirt. I just haven't seen it for a while because it's underneath all these piles of clothes. Oh, here's my bag. Talking about this. Oh, there's stuff in it. Oh my god, this is from way back. Aspirin. This is from September, oh my god. September of 2004. That's when I just first started that part-time job of mine. Oh my gosh, it's been sitting underneath my pile of crap. Oh god. Oy. You know, I should just throw away all the non-Costco socks, since I only wear the Costco socks. But I don't want to trash stuff that's not completely torn and bad away, because knowing me, I'll probably not do laundry for a few months, and then it'll come back, and then I'll probably need to go out and buy some more. Which I don't want to do. Oh my god. Oh my god, it's just not going anywhere. Oh god. Underwear, socks. Is it just me, or does any one of you have that problem too? Just hating doing laundry. I would rather clean the toilet bowl than doing laundry, really. Oh. T-shirt. Oh, whites. Oh. I need to blow by those. Because of all this, you know, clothes sitting here, it will probably collect a lot of dust, and that's why I'm kind of reacting to the dust floating in the air. Now my nose would run. Bye, nose. Oh, okay, at least I'm seeing some progress. This, like, a hole now in the closet that I can actually see the floor. You know, it'll probably take like 2 hours if I keep recording this. It'll probably take me 2 hours to finish everything. I'm talking about sorting. No, maybe not that long. Maybe an hour. Oh, how long is it now? Have I been recording? Almost 20 minutes, so yeah, it'll probably take 1 hour for me to go through all this sorting. So I'm gonna start a load of laundry right now, because I want a basket full of whites. Oh god. La la lee lee la lee la. La 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 lee lee la dee la. Black. Oh, this is so entertaining, isn't it? I need to blow by a dose. Oh god. Green shirt color. Green shirt is color. Oh my. White. I should stop. White. Where's my jacket in the closet too? And sweater. I like to buy sweaters when it's the season's changing into the warmer weather. Like, I bought a bunch of sweaters from Target right at the season change, and I saved so much money. It was like $5 or $3, some of them. And you know, they're just sweaters that you don't care what it looks like, you just want to wear it at home. And I also like those sleeping long pants, pajama bottoms kind of thing. That's really, really soft from Target. I like Target. And there's a Target close by. Oh. Green is color. Black is... Oh, my old work t-shirt. Black is black. Pile. This is trash. Whites. Oh my god, I did distort. Gray. What is gray? Gray is kind of like in between. It's color-ish. I don't know. White's white. Sometimes that frustrates me too. Like, oh, whether this should go into the black and white pile or should go into the color pile or what. Okay, I'm actually doing progress here. I'm half sorted. I haven't done a thing. I haven't done my laundry yet, but at least half the pile is sorted out. I just still want half. There's another mountain in there that I will do after I started the laundry. I mean, at least one load going. I need to blow by those on the way out. Okay, let's go to the laundry room. How about that? Okay, I don't know my nose. Oh my god, I look like a ghost. Okay. Oi! I'm going down to the laundry room. Hey, girlie. Wanna come downstairs with daddy? She likes to come downstairs with me. Because in the closet is where... I mean, in the laundry room is where her toilet kiddie poo litter box is. And also her food is. Not right next to each other, but... Oh, God. Gritty girl.
Hey, they're showing.
Okay, I'm in the laundry room. Hey, girlie. She came right down with daddy. Good girl. Good girl. Can daddy papa you?
Papa you.
Okay. Oh, in the dryer, there's the black stuff that... I did. Oh my god, there's another pile of my clothing, of my stuff in another laundry basket in the basement here that I haven't touched for, I think, since we moved in. Oh my gosh. I wonder what's in there. It's probably stuff that I cannot wear anymore. Because I put on weight as I'm getting older. Okay, white stuff. So it's detergent. And I like to have a little bit of. Okay. How about hot coal, super size, whites, I'd say heavy. I also like to put in Calgon. Oh my pookie gala. Sorry. I like to put in Calgon. Hope you can hear me. Calgon is the water softener, and it supposedly loosens up the fiber of the fabric or something. And it allows the detergent that to do its job better. And I also add I'm also adding what is that thing called? OxyClean. Ooh, new packet of OxyClean. No, don't jump up, girly, no. My girl's trying to jump onto the the dryer. I mean the washer. And the lid is open. Don't jump up, girl. Okay, now I'm dumping my clothes in. The laundry cat! That's a laundry cat. How about that? Da-da-da. You know, I hate doing laundry. I might as well do something else while I'm doing laundry. That's why I'm podcasting. I hope you can hear me with the water running in the background. Oh God, this is a full load. I'm gonna be good. I'm gonna use this basket and take my black load out from the dryer so it's ready for me to dry the white. And I had to do the black load because my work shirt is black. And I was out of work shirt. I'm taking out the black ones out of my dryer so that the white can go straight into the dryer when it's coming out from my washer. And then I would probably be starting another load of other, you know, the black or the colors. Oh, going upstairs. Going back up to fold my laundry. Hey, girly girl. Oh, it's probably not very wise to have my dishwasher and my clothes washer running at the same time, but I don't care. Oh, just looking at the pile of clothes in my bedroom. It's kind of nice to have the weekend off, not doing anything other than house chore. Oh gosh, is this boring or what? You can skip ahead, you know. And I'm folding my clothes. I think I'm gonna wrap it up. Thank you for listening, my audience, my listeners. Again, if you have any feedback or comments or whatever, please email me at online@gmail.com, or you can go to my website at onlinepodcast.com. And you'll find all the information, including the phone number, the comment line 206-888-JOHN. It's also listed on there. You can also find a link from my webpage if you choose to donate a couple of bucks for me. Really appreciate that. But of course, you can also just go there and comment straight on my post of that particular podcast that day. What you can also do is, I would also like for you to visit my blog, which is the same web address, same URL, onlinepodcast.com. And you can go there and read my blog, because when I don't have a post, an audio post, usually I have a picture. I send a picture from my phone, or I have an entry with a piece of picture, or sometimes It's just me writing. So you can go there and check it out also. And I guess that's about it. I'm going to end my show, and then 10 minutes later I'm still yakking. So thank you for listening, thank you for downloading, and I will see you on my next show. Please visit my website, please call my comment line, please email me. All the information can be found on onlinepodcast.com. And I will have a great day, or an evening, or whenever you're listening to this. I enjoy hearing from you, so please do that. And I will talk to you again on my next show. Thank you so much, and don't forget to smile. Bye-bye.